Welcome, welcome, welcome. Coming in loud and clear today. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you so much for joining me today and recognizing yourself, ourselves, and our collective consciousness. Very, very well done. Thank you for all the emails, publications, donations, prescriptions, subscriptions. Working out very well. Thank you, PRQ team. It's just an honor to get to work with you for the people.space, for the spirit.space, and of course, BBS Radio. today, we're ready to go on a few items, it looks like. You're starting to see some things happen where you can sort out the steering committee that's controlled your life, and they're exposed now. So we'll do a good job of do our best to explore that today. Is somebody controlling our reality and or timelines? So we'll do an hour with PRQ Homestead here. Thank you so much for joining me on Homesteads today. And timelines will be the next hour. The PRQ Homestead, again, is engineered to get you safely doing yourself recognition. So if you don't have to be controlled, you don't have to go to the store, you don't have to go and see society as it falls apart or stays intact. It'll be up to us either way. At least you have home. You have a stable, sustainable place to do your own inner work, your own the way you want to live. It's freedom. If you watch, maybe listen to Catherine Austin Fitz, you have a couple choices now what you're going to do. Obviously, your government has taken away all of your resources and doesn't give them back to you. So today we will talk about banking, and I'll show you some of the behind the scenes, what's occurring, or at least remind you of what you're already seeing. Being very careful not to make timelines and or predictions. I assure you that the way we evolve in timelines now is more authentic than we've ever done before. I'll talk a little bit about how slow the delivery is of the alien agenda, visas, smart IDs. Today, I'll talk about the plastic moon, how the moon is manufactured and how its processes works, and why if the moon was good, then it would be gone. Ascension symptoms, they're going to really start creeping in a little bit. And it's not always easy to recognize them because we're so supple and we take it for an overview from our inners, our core, and go, okay, that's normal for me, and then the way I used to do things isn't. So those symptoms are so subtle, sometimes you don't recognize them, so I'll do my best to be of help there, doing it many times. want to make sure when we do talk about money, we talk about the history of it as well, by the way. Forgive me for going back there. And then the fake people, how they integrate with our lives. And throughout today, we'll talk about how you would control society through education, children, banking, medical, and identity. So you'll see they all complement each other and, of course, take questions. Some point here. song last week. I don't know who to believe now. Thank you so much for listening. I just know that the truth's going to set me free. And we're the ones who find the truth. And I thank you so much for listening. So I'll talk about some of the behind the scenes real quick with banking and the history of banking and what is potentially going to be in your reality if you get on board. or don't get on board. The internet is a very ancient tool. If I can get all your thoughts put on a machine, I've yet to see it, let's say, being utilized positive. Well, there's so many ways you can extrapolate information that's already been published, transmitted. So my definition for, I've never seen the internet used proactively, is because we keep reacting to information instead of proactively creating heart-centered information. Well, that's what banking is engineered for. So if I can get you to think you need something before you can create something, is all banking really is, money. It's really old technology. So as long as I get you to want some, excuse me, we have an animal that wants to leave. Forgive me. When I look at all the other planets that used money to control societies, it's not all bad per se, because you can use energetics with money really efficiently if you understand the energetics. So I play with this with the PRQ team all the time. So once you get money, you gotta keep it moving. Just use it. And you'll see that there's some great manifestation with it. And I even watch it proactively and reactively so that we can do something to be of support and help. One of those, for sure, you can hang your hat on, banking is one of my least favorite topics, but utilizing money and banking as a group can be very efficient and does have potential if we get more say in the process. I'll give you an example that we've taken for granted as a society. And this happened in real time this week. So we want to distribute funds. So let's just say we open a bank account, put funds in there, X's and O's, and then that bank account is in someone's surname. And now I'm going to give somebody one of my debit credit cards to utilize. I'm on one side of the country, you're on the other side of the country. The bank says, hold on, you guys can't be at two places at one time. I'm going to shut down the card that's being used across the country. Okay, so it's my responsibility. In this example, it's my responsibility to deal with my bank information, not the bank's. The bank is of no risk if I truly have a bank account. So your banks now have taken software packages with the guys of security and said, you're just not smart enough. You're too stupid to manage your own bank account. So we're going to have a software algorithm that says, hey, you can't be in two places at the same time. And we're going to shut the card down. If I'm accountable for having a web page that says what my bank is doing and what I'm doing and what I'm spending and so forth, and I keep my own ledger, then how does the bank have control of when you can distribute cards? And by the way, why can't you distribute 100 cards? So try that one on for size, and the people listening today are going to deal with that. So if I have a bank account, here's how banking could work and should work. I can give 1,000 debit cards away in my name or anyone else's name, and that should be just like donating money, wouldn't it? You can use my bank account whenever you want. Now, if that happened and we all shared bank accounts, the financial system is we don't have any financial worries, do we? So that should prove to you how you control people with money. Very big topic as it relates to homesteading, because if everyone had the resources to buy traditionally, then it would be taken care of right when we got out of high school or middle school, or we stepped down, we had succession within our family and in land. And so keep your eye on that change occurring very soon. Now, I want to be very careful not to make a timeline, but it's quite obvious that if we all could share a banking institution, a distribution network, then we would all share. Wouldn't we all share? Because once you tally up all of the X's and O's that are sitting in these machines, you'll see that we all have tremendous amounts if we would just share. Instead, we go and struggle and go to the grocery store, we assume, competing for monthly bills, rent, and so forth. So that's an idea today regarding the banking industry. Now I'll show you how the alien agenda works within that. In the gradual growth of a society, if I can get you snookered in the medical, the education system, your children, you should be able to see now that the entire population of the Western world is being engineered through inoculation to slow down the growth of the spirit coming into the physical body. And that's why you have all these shots coming into your babies. But if you go through the modern medical industry, that complements the financial system, because now I'm going to sell you smart identification processes, visas, etc. But I have to get you really dumbed down first. And that's what inoculations are for, if I was to represent the alien agenda here. All of your diseases are engineered from the get-go. So if I can get you unaware of the true agenda, that would be my representation of the alien agenda. Is you don't know their identity and you can't see the bigger story, but now it's starting to come out in the fold, and now you have a great race. Will you adopt the agendas that are laid out to you and keep reading the Corbett reports, the Ben Fulford report? They're great information. They're very, very solid information too. But at the end of the day, the steering committee really just wants to make sure you stay with money. You're always going to have money if you stay on this agenda. That would be the alien agenda. As soon as you can recognize when you make decisions from your heart, using these energetics, you can turn them around. And I'm happy to take, well, you betcha, kitty. I'm ready to take calls right now if you want BBS, if you're inspired. I hope that helps a little bit get everybody rolling. And the emails that came in this week are just unbelievable, and I thank you, Dee Dee, for sending me that email regarding you got the cats adopted. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful letter. Thank you so much. All right, well, let's get to it. Let's get to work today, everyone. Thank you for joining me again, and I'm very, very happy to get to do this again today. I'm feeling like there's a little bit of a tension on us. It's cool. Let's start with line two. I don't have a line one. I only have a line two. Christine from Nevada on line two. Update for Q. Christine, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Q.
No, let's do it right. Let's do it right. Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
I'm feeling pretty full of myself today. I like it.
Happy New Year to you.
Greatness to you. I can't wait to start measuring time again.
Before I start with my questions or update, do we have any success in the LA County area?
Yes. I want to take great care of it. So it looks to me like the best way to do this based on all of your inputs is as each county matures. So we've got to see the Michigan gals do real well, couples do real well out there.
Fantastic. I know.
I believe each county, I'm going to start creating a model template for their success stories, where they went to get their resources, who they've used. Always looking for people to run them, but it's quite clear the Michigan people could start a title company right now and be very successful. So I feel that model, that I'm finding a lot of people. So when you talk to thousands of people over and over again, you start seeing a pattern. And yeah. The pattern I'm seeing is there's someone super jacked to very, very stoked to run with it in their county, like the Michigan people are. So I'm waiting so that I don't get stretched thin and the rest of the PRQ team. Who is that hot shot in LA County, as an example, is what we're looking for.
Okay. I was just curious if there was any stories, because that would be my next, place that I would like.
Tons of stories, but please, what is your question?
Okay, so my question, well, actually, I need help because I've hit a wall in Clark County. Now, I've already passed my 90 days. I've done everything. The only thing was that I couldn't record the forever benefits. And it was great to hear everybody else able to do it, but unfortunately for me, they wouldn't allow me to record it. I did receive the denial letter, and I had called in to, I actually emailed the Attorney General's office, and just like you said, they were very kind, very careful. They had basically jotted down what I asked them. However, I didn't get an actual response yet back. So I ended up calling the Clark County Recorder's Office again just to understand why it wasn't able to record. Basically, what he said was that the reason why it took them 48 hours to review is because they send it to the Attorney General's office. District Attorney. They send it to District Attorney for approval. So that is who denied it. And the reason why they denied it is because they said NRS statutes. It's not required or has authority to record. Therefore, you need judicial review and apply at a district court. And also, the clerk came on the phone with me because I had asked him just simply like how you said, approach it as to why. I wanted to know why, because I told him I'm the lawful owner. The NRS on the denial letter, you know, if these are lawful documents, they're not, you know, fraudulent documents. So all I want to do is to record it to the world that, you know, the acceptance of the declaration. And he said, no, because I also told him it's federal land, but he says, but no, this is a county issue. Therefore, it's county land. And we go by NRS. Unless you can find an NRS statute that tells us to record it, then we'll record it. Otherwise, we won't record it, and you just have to go to judicial review. So my question is, I need help because I've hit a wall. I don't know how to proceed next and go up against the court.
Great. Good news. Okay, so define NRS for me, please.
Is Nevada Revised Statute.
Okay, revised statute. Okay, so so this is really good news because we've gotten to proof the county does not want to endorse federal law, is what you've just told us.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're seeing the competition. All this is competition for revenue. And for me, master control of a society. So you've got 50 countries in America now with how many more countries as counties within a state? You can see this is a hierarchical system. Why do you have the great agenda for the military will be we'll have one continent and one country very soon. That will be their goal. I'll tip my hand to that. So Canada, Mexico, America, the goal will be have free trade and be common common folks altogether. This should complement the work we're doing today. What I suggest at this point is asking, before we get too excited here, asking the Attorney General how I work with a local government that does not accept federal laws. How should I proceed? Do I sue them? Do I sue you? Which one do you want me to sue? Don't use those words. But
okay.
So which one of you guys is going to prison? Without saying which one of you guys is going to prison. Okay, so this is a federal law. So am I a U.S. citizen or am I a citizen of Nevada? Because you're a U.S. citizen. And so you haven't come into a brick wall. You've just educated them that they're going to be U.S. citizens. You're going to be a U.S. citizen representing U.S. laws. So my suggestion is to get – you have written documentation why you were denied.
Yes. Okay. I've also attached it and sent it into BBS.
Okay, it's on our reader board.
Yes.
Okay, and then your phone number is on there.
Yes, I've included it as well.
Okay, make sure that's on there, or go ahead and send another publication so we can get on. Clark County is very prominent for me; has a lot of importance. When you were working with the attorney, you don't mind me asking some questions?
No, not at all.
Thanks.
Please.
At the attorney general office, what level did you get to? I'll assume you worked with a clerk.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the first thing you'll notice when you look at your forever benefits, the case law. And now that you've watched someone in Michigan, other states, doesn't really matter what state, how come they can do it in that state and not your state? Because they'll recite your Nevada laws. Okay. But the reason, so as an example, if we use Michigan, they have the same laws pretty much as Nevada. But their offices are more aware that the federal law takes precedent. So many lawyers I've talked to in the years, they think the Landpat thing is a little cute. Well, that's because they work in the local county courts, and that's how they make revenue. They want to be best friends with the next judge and be really good representing the law. And all judges are just lawyers, aren't they?
Yeah.
So you don't want to play in their realm. You deny them the process that you're being denied. So what I'm doing my best to say is you don't play their game. We play federal law. That's where we go. Is this federal law? You just have to get savvy at communicate. Unfortunately, the communication has to, we have to become experts at this. So this case law here, now you can, there is case law in Nevada if you want to represent that. So why did Jim down the road get to do it and I can't? So there's plenty of homesteads in Nevada. Now, just ask them, okay, so why did Jim get to do it and I didn't? That's all we want to know. And I would work at the attorney general level when you have that conversation.
Okay, but then what if they ask for me to show that document that Jim recorded?
We'll work on that's the help I'm going to give you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and I'll do my best to find it in Clark County. I'm pretty sure we have one, so there's several out there. So just give me a little time and I'll get on it. Any other questions?
No, that's all. I just wanted to share with you because, I would like to move forward, but just didn't know if I should contact the federal courts.
So I'm the complaint hotline.
Yay.
Okay. So just my country's not working for me. I'm the complaint hotline. So just go bury me with that stuff because we have so much attention on us. All the people listening, they'll do the dirty work for us, because that's they've just broken a law by denying you those rights. You understand that, correct?
Okay. I do.
So the hot shots that listen, they'll take care.
Okay. Wonderful. I'm excited. I have a pipeline of people waiting to do this.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait for you to own that pyramid thing in Vegas. I don't know. What is that thing? God.
Okay. Thank you so much. I will.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Yeah. I knew I was going to own a casino one day. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. Hey, what if we had casinos where we just gave away money? God, that could be cool. Huh. Let's see. Let's do a quick joke real quick. There used to be vacationers from off planet that would go to Vegas and compete in card tournaments by mind reading. And we're very, they look just like humans. They just look, but their telepathy is so strong, they can see through the cards of the other player. So they have to like wear jewelry to cover up the card and to play with each other. All right, we lost you. You're back. Well, it's part of being a hotshot, I guess. Rob from Burlington on line 3, questions about the Pirates map. Well, Rob, you know the Pirates map. It's from Time Bandit.
Indeed it is. How you doing?
Outstanding. Burlington. I love getting the calls from you guys up there.
Yeah, it's. I was actually thinking, I'm grateful for all the people that call in, and I wish there was a few more Canadians. I remember Stanley from Alberta and Jonah from BC and John from Newfoundland, and there was a beautiful lady, I think, from Toronto, but that's about it. So I'm just, if anybody else is out there listening, and encouraging them to call in, because it gives us all more steam. And it's good to hear from the Canadians.
Yeah, it's just a privilege and honor. I've spent so much time in the country, and it's one of the most beautiful places on the planet, for sure, and energetically, that is. What I'm noticing, so we get to sort all the places I get to travel, who's going to call in, who doesn't. Notice that no one in China and Russia calls. Yeah. Do you know why that is?
Because they probably don't even get your shows out there.
Yeah, they don't want the propaganda in their systems. North Korea, you know, tons of places. They don't want that propaganda. I was baited on an Israeli trip and or dialogue, but they're not getting the material either. Saudi Arabia, a couple others in there. So they're not able to call in because they can't get the shows.
Oh, that's not surprising.
Yeah, so you would think if the internet is truly open to all of us, we get to watch. We only get to reach, I don't know, maybe 30% of the world. Pretty disappointing, isn't it?
It is, and that's I've always wondered why. You know, it seems, you know, we get a few calls from people on different parts of the planet, but it seems to be a heavy focus from Australia, Canada, and the U.S. mainly right now.
Yeah, and so when I work with the European groups, the shows they are getting get delineated, get sorted. It's harder to find them. So they'll pretend that they're not controlling the information, but they actually are, because it won't take precedent or priority over the local news or something like that. But forgive me for being long-winded. What are we working on today?
Well, no worries. I appreciate it, because I always appreciate your insights. And it was kind of a question, synchronistic. I always wondered, why is it always the same people that, you know, calling in? But it makes sense now, right?
I have to make fun of it. That's why I do it over and over. I still want to answer Kevin's questions. I just want him to ask a question.
Well, so what I was I guess it was yesterday or the day before, interesting post on forthepeople.space called A Pirate's Map. And maybe people are thinking about, oh, how does this relate to homesteading? And I thought, well, what they're saying in that is that Canada is a registered corporation from, you know, the now defunct and bankrupt, I guess it is, state of Washington or whatever it is, Washington, D.C., right? So I kind of thought that maybe does that affect how our homesteading is going to be? Maybe it'll be a little bit easier for us here, because if that's true in Canada, corporation underneath the United States, doesn't that mean we actually are subject, probably legally and technically, to the original U.S. Constitution?
That is correct. Now, explaining that to all your people and getting them on board, that a little bigger chore, isn't it?
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, that's going to be a far stretch for a lot of people. And I think a lot of this stuff coming out will be, obviously. But, I mean, there's people that will just not accept that, obviously. But even using the internet, try to do it proactively, I Googled the information, and it comes up. Like, if you search it, what they have posted comes up. So it's not like it's just fake news on this specific website. You can go do it yourself, and it pops up exactly like that image they have from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is exactly what comes up on my end as well.
Yeah, there's still a lot of work to do, as you can see, but got a good start here. I'll give an example how deep the flood is there. There's in Vancouver Island, there's a couple national parks shut down. Well, that's where some of the technology is hidden. And so still a couple people hiding up there. They're still pretty cocky about the fact that they have their own spaceships and weapons and so forth. And they're hidden in your parks in the mountains there. You'll notice you can't access some of your parks right now. And very disappointing, but it's short-lived, very short-lived. The reason this is occurring so quickly is we're regurgitating. Are we citizens of the planet or our local government? I'm asking, not telling. What do we don't we at some point say, I'm not stop buying the game anymore?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
It's just getting upside down would be my assessment if we participate with these gang members who hide passive aggressively as our local government. And I think Canada's probably the easiest one to expose that to because of the Queen's law and the Queen's money and everything. And I feel the people can accept that they are Americans and or we are North Americans and Mexico included. I just don't think that's a hard sell. We're actively in a society trading back and forth anyway. Now, because people create a military and bring them up through Mexico pretending they're civilians, sure, we understand that's an issue. But once the borders are dropped where we can have commerce that's have equality, I think it gets cleaned up pretty quick. But how about this? Yeah. If everyone had their own land, they wouldn't steal from each other or try and compete for land. But once you have borders, you have more competition for survival would be the agenda. If I was going to represent the alien agenda, if I can get you to compete for survival and location, that's pretty much the game there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, exactly. And it was interesting you mentioned Vancouver Island because I haven't traveled as much as I'd like to in the future, especially through Canada, but I did have the opportunity to go there. About, I think it was 2018, I went there for 10 days for my brother's wedding, and we were right on the, not Tofino, but a little bit south of there, and it's absolutely beautiful. And so you mentioned Canada a few times, and then when I saw that post this week, I said, okay, well, you know, you said there's a couple bad guys hiding up here and stuff. And so it's interesting that that's what's going on up here. And I, as somebody who's, you know, learning to fly, it's like I always wondered what was up at Alert Air Force Base. It's like the northernmost Air Force Base in Canada. And I was like, would that be the last stop before before entering Hollow Earth type thing?
Yeah, there's a bunch of so the one operation and project I was involved with was the underground tunnels going from Prudhoe Bay to Southern California, Mexico, Baja. And so you can there's a series. You're under the opinion it's an oil pipeline system, if you were to look at the propaganda, but there. Mm-hmm. They have several underground tunnels that go north and south and connect with the ones that go east and west once you get down to the middle of America. Yeah. So some of them were flooded, some were bombed about 3 years ago. And did a really good job. And so that's why they're having to use the spaceships now more and more.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you so much for filling in some of the gaps there. And I thought that post was really exciting. And I was like, I kind of always felt something like that, like, you know, and obviously talking about taking down the borders. But I feel like this makes it a little bit more inspiring for us that, like, yeah, this is going to happen. And I've been researching in Ontario and I actually found some people and I've been doing my own due diligence and even some stuff in is, you know, it's a little bit older, 2012, but I was reading an article and it talked about two quarry owners who had here in Ontario who'd patented their land. And one of them, you know, basically the M&R came and said they were approached by something to, you know, they were obligated to do something to comply with a list of actions under the Endangered Species Act. And one of the owners refused to sign, showed his patent for his property, told them to get off the land, and he never heard from them again. And so basically it was like between these two guys, and the other guy signed it and whatever, he had to go down the whole rabbit hole of dealing with them. But so, I mean, it's here and it's doable and people have done it. So I'm working on figuring out exactly how to get it done and how to possibly get a grant because I don't own land. So I've been looking into doing the land grants and then patenting it. So I don't know if you have any information on that, but that was kind of my last question.
Yeah, I'm relying on you and there's a couple other folks. Certainly you mentioned some of them out of British Columbia. I have in my family surname one in Red Deer, I believe I mentioned on the radio. So we might want to, I might use that one as our template, but I wanted to see if we could get current land patents established and just see what the temperature was with your local land management groups. I'm very curious in Vancouver because they look like they have the newer regime, whereas over in Quebec it's an older regime, a little more staunch, a little more set in their ways. But I'm not telling, I'm asking. So I would like to get a little more education on how successful we are going forward here. So I would encourage anybody to set a post box and patent any piece of land in Canada and just see what we get out of it. Put a tent somewhere in a mailbox and let's just see how we do. I noticed I was tracking a lot of the fish farms and mussel and clamshell fish farms. And I noticed they had a little bit of success there. They're okay. Calling them leases, but that lease can turn into a homestead is my opinion right now.
Yeah. I was reading something about that too. Like technically it's a 99-year lease, but I think from what I was understanding, it was like, that's if the person, you know, if the person doesn't succeed it or whatever. And so my goal is I was just, you know, the past few weeks really digging into the material and being comfortable with the language so that I'm clear on what I'm asking. And like you've mentioned before, I spoke to the lady here in Ontario and she works for the Ministry of Natural Resources and she's a Crown Land Patent Officer. So in Ontario, at least, I think it looks like it's going through the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry. And you know, she just seems, you know, like you've mentioned a few times, these people are probably just doing their jobs. They might not even necessarily know about this stuff, but I wanted to be educated before I jumped in there and understand what I'm asking, what I'm saying. And so I appreciate all the shows and all the, you know, walking us through it all and all the dialogue so that we can become more familiar with it. And so, yeah, greatly appreciate your time today. And that's about it for me. I'll let somebody else get on the line, but thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always a privilege to get to talk to you and become up to date. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call. Thanks a lot. Welcome.
Yeah, so it's a marathon, everybody. We got lazy, and so now we're gonna have to dig out of the ditch here and take back what is ours. We're on a planet that's ours, and we get to utilize it. Nobody should be able to slow us down. All right, let's see how we're doing on time here. Forgive me. Okay, we've got a few minutes before we go to timelines. Next question. We have Yvonne from Montreal on line 2. Wanted to know whether the laws regarding homesteading different in Quebec compared to the rest of Canada. Yvonne, are you there? Yvonne, am I saying that correctly?
Yes, you are.
Thank you so much. That's good French.
Oh, bien sûr. Merci beaucoup.
I can say brie.
Brie, oh, c'est très bien. It's good cheese, man. Good cheese.
I don't know. I can't turn it down. I can't turn it down.
Oh, camembert too. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So, what are we working on today? What are you playing with?
Well, I don't have a homestead. Okay, and I want to get a homestead. I've had two farms in the past, and I wish I would have heard about this when I had my two farms in the past, you know, when I had major mortgages and all that stuff, you know. So I would like to go back again to the farm, and I've been listening for quite a while, and I'd like to get going on something, you know, in my area, if at all possible. And I just wanted to know where to start, you know.
Well, it's lovely to hear you, and thank you for stepping up and being brave too. It's my passion for the whole world to have their own place to live without being embarrassed. What I'm starting to lean on more and more is the legacy homesteads I'm aware of in Canada, regardless of state, I believe will be our template. So I'll show you roughly the dates where Canada got real aggressive in allowing homestead, and that's right about 1891, somewhere right in there. Those 2 years are pretty busy for Northern Europe. So as an example, the family that I follow is Swedish. They came across, they came into North America from Canada, Nova Scotia, and then came straight east and then homesteaded and then moved straight south. So it was very easy. You're noticing the control grid of your planet has increased. Try and do that today. I got on a steamship. I went to Nova Scotia. I drove to Manitoba, and you know, one day I decided I was going to go to Denver, Colorado. Try and do that today. All by stagecoach, by the way, by stagecoach.
Oh my God, what a rough ride!
and it's no problem going across your border. So everyone is under the opinion that we've always had borders, but we really, borders are new to us, wouldn't you say?
I would. Are we going to be the 51st state? We don't know, right?
There's a lot of energy about it. It's look how much trade is done with America from Canada. We're symbiotic. We can't live without each other, can we?
No. I mean, look.
We're one people. We're one people.
Trump just said one.
You guys don't lock your doors, but we do. I mean, that's the only difference.
Yeah, it depends where you are, but we do lock our doors around here. Trump just said one thing, and my God, I mean, it's like all over Canada. It's like everybody just jumped like 1,000 feet, you know? I mean,
So the light is coming into these key positions now, and the way the light works is we only know passion and love for our sovereignty of doing whatever we want. So that's part of the ascension cycle. You're not going to be able to avoid us all getting more juice in our step. We're just getting better at recognizing what the light is. And so to be able to promote that today or on any of these TV shows is living proof. We're going to just do. We're just going to do, as I would call it. And you can just see the momentum increasing, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
That's great. Absolutely. Now, what help do you need on your homestead there? Forgive me.
Well, you know, if let's say I find a property, I just want to know. I mean, I have projects in mind, and I guess that's the whole PRQ part. Also, it seems to tie in with the PRQ part. Also, that's why it's PRQ homesteading, right? So,
correct.
But yeah. So I just want to be able to get out and find some property somewhere and just get going on it, you know. And
what geography do you want to be in?
Well, somewhere like say southern Quebec would be good. Southern Quebec, or even lower Laurentians and. Yeah, even the eastern townships. I don't know if you're familiar with this area, but.
Okay, so the best way, thank you very much. So the best way to get savvy with this material, I have found the most success stories I've seen is just because it's public information, pull a parcel number from the local recording office and look at the chain of title all the way from the beginning. It doesn't matter whose it is. Just pull a chain of title all the way from the very first title. And then look at the origination of the first grant or homestead. And now that's the easiest way to educate yourself on the succession of how you lost control of your homesteading rights. Mm-hmm. And then we can help you with the case law already established. We haven't published it yet, but so it'd be nice to know. The first PDF you have now is for America. So now it'd be very I'm just looking for the momentum of passion. So someone like you, if they can show me a couple more, we want to utilize it. Whoever's excited about getting on board here, we want to listen to you. So that's how I would start. That's what I would start. So once I find a quarterback up there, hey, wait a minute. I got to do hockey. Captain? I don't know. Midfielder? I don't know. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Once I find my Gretzky's, I want to give them the ball and give them the puck and get them rolling. But I'm still kind of looking for that individual. And so anything you can do to get us some momentum, I'm all ears.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Well,
thank you for your call. Like
it's a great start to exercise get the exercise going.
Yeah. It shouldn't take too much work for you to pull a chain of title. You guys are pretty good at recording stuff. Not a huge fan of your forestry department up there, but we'll get to that one later.
Oh boy! Okay.
The nice people that come on. Why do they get to say what we're going to use our forest for? How come we don't get to say that? How come we don't get to say that? Meanwhile, you keep taking our trees. I think we need oxygen, everyone. I think we need oxygen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate your input. And I've been listening intently for the last little while. And
thank you. Thank you so much for your input and your support. My great love to you. And any and all input you can give us, please keep grinding on us. Again, this is the complaint hotline as well as the solution hotline, and beautifulness to you.
Thank you. I love you very much. And Thank you.
Great day to you. Great day to you. Thank you for that call. Okay, BBS. Let's see. Why don't we take a break until we go to the next show? Timelines is next, everyone. Timelines from next. Let me make sure I get this right as far as time goes. What time is it anyway? All right, so Timelines is next. I'll take calls during most of the show next hour. I'm going to go into timelines regarding money. The race is on, everyone. Going to go into timelines regarding money, how you can control us with money, et cetera, and a little more of the ascension symptoms if we have a desire. And then I'll take an hour break, and then Inspired with Q, we will have Sunshine if she wants to interview me, because what a doting name. That is a gauntlet to have a name called Sunshine. That means you have to be bright every single day. You have to be sunshine every day. I look forward to talking to her if she's inspired. She's right after this next show for us. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for all your courage and love of yourself. See you next hour. Thank you, BBS. Good day.